And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. So let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First, now that we're Christians, we already know that there are no more struggles in life. Whew, that's good. We don't have to really care about it too much because everything is just going to get taken care of in eternity. So really, there's just no struggles that we have whatsoever. In fact, our struggles are nothing because we're going to exist in eternity. The irony behind this opening is that it is true. This is how we should live our lives. In the face of eternity, everything loses its power. Wow. But next, even when we're having problems and there are a ton of weaknesses, there are reliable powers that we have from the Lord. When we get knocked down, we get up again. Let me say that again. When we get knocked down, we get up again. Yes, I know it's a song, but actually before it was a song, many years before it was a song, it was a proverb. And in our weakness, he shines brighter and brighter, which means that we can count on God to help us now as well as later. So it's now and later, just like the candy. And finally, if you were in a situation, in a relationship, in a scenario, in a circumstance, in some form of life moment, and the Lord God Almighty showed up through an angel, writing in the sky, a dream, or that you knew was from God, or told you, guess what, I'm with you, and I'm on your side, would you think, hey, that's a real big comfort? We've asked this before. Would you consider that to be the nail in the coffin that could break a great deal of anxiety away and out of your heart and mind? I know your answer. You already know what I'm going to say. God put this on the billboard of his book. He is with us. So in all of this, you know what we can do? We can say, thank you, Lord.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us. That's right, live, during the show, right now, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, when you call our phone number, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, let me tell you what that's like. That's like thinking about a song. Now, normally we'll do scriptures, but this is a good one too. That's like thinking about a song and then hearing it play on the radio later that day. That's just like, oh, that's cool, right? It's just like that cool little moment where you go, oh, I was just thinking about that, right? That's what it's like when the people talk to you. You like that?
Aww.
There you go. Bottom line, folks, maybe you've got something that you want to share, right? We had Gary Cullen share. That's exactly what we want. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Well, we have multiple prayer requests, and multiple people need prayer. And we're going to be praying for people again. I'm going to be praying for my daughter, Julianne, and for Easton, and for the family in a little bit, and praying for other people as well. That's a, it's a great time to take advantage of that. Call us up. We'll pray for you. Maybe you've got something going on, and it's just blowing your mind that God is being so gracious. You don't even know what to do. It's blessing your socks off. Maybe you should share that. Maybe you should go, I got to tell somebody. Because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Maybe you're just ready and you're thinking, I know Bible trivia and I can answer these questions. Here we go. Here's your Bible trivia question. What was the musical instrument that David played to calm King Saul? What was the musical instrument that David played to calm King Saul? Was it the flute, the harp, or the harmonica? The flute, the harp, or the harmonica? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So the trivia question's not overly complex. At least I don't think it's overly complex. What was the musical instrument that David played to calm King Saul? Was it the flute, the harp, or the harmonica? So between those three, get the closest one you can to your translation. That's a nice one to say that, right? All right, there you go. Your answer is in 1 Samuel 16:16. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother.
Hey, what's going on, Samson?
Hey, not much.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to hear us when we prayed for Israel and America earlier in the show?
I think I was driving, so heard it that you prayed, but I think I missed that part.
Yeah. Listen on the podcast. It's really good. Gary had a really good comment and some really good things to say. It was really encouraging. Mm-hmm.
So. Good. Very good.
All right, you ready to answer the trivia?
The trivia question is what kind of play that David played?
What kind of instrument? What kind of instrument did David play to calm King Saul? Was it the flute,
I
the harp,
was a
or the harmonica? Harp is correct, sir! That is right, Aroni. You can also be the Lyre if you want to, people want to use that. So it's like, that's right. Is it Lyre? L-Y-R-E? Lyre? Is it Lyre? 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 I don't know. I don't know what that is. I know what a harp is. I don't know what a lyre is. Lyre is. Lyre. I don't know. Anyway, how you doing otherwise?
Good. Just need a prayer for encouragement. But otherwise, I'm okay.
Good. Let's pray. Everybody needs encouragement. Let's do it.
Sure.
Father, we come before you right now, and Lord, there is nothing more encouraging to us than you. Your grace and mercy that gives us hope is the filter that makes encouragement live. And so we ask for all of us, instead of looking at our situations or looking at what we're going through and losing ground through doubt, that we would gain ground through hope. And we would be encouraged and strengthened because of that. And we would be firm in our faith, not letting feelings dictate, but letting the truth declare. You are with us, and we lack nothing. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so don't forget to pray for Samson. He needs prayer, right? So you can tell he's a little bit down. You want to be praying for him. Yes.
So it is the lyre instrument, and it's L-Y-R-E.
L-Y-R-E, lyre. So we can't say that, you know, like, hey, the government's full of liars, okay, like that kind of thing? Okay, just asking. I couldn't.
They just all have that instrument.
Yeah. They all play that, don't they? Seems like some of them play it with a amplifier. Anyhow, just move on to that next element there. We do want to do our DNA. I did need to ask Eric. I don't get that last text. You'll have to help me on that. DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Every day that ends in Y. That's how often. Okay? That's how often. Get it? Okay. How often? Daily. How often? Daily. How often? Daily. Okay? Every day you breathe. That's a good one right there. Second. N. So that's the D. D. Draw closer to the Lord. Daily. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 ever, 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 ever be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. Let the world mock you. Just smile and know the truth is inside. The truth is Jesus. The truth is his word. Doesn't matter. They don't have a heaven to put you in. Don't be swayed. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
There you go. Look at Jim and Jacob throwing in the sound effects. You like that one? Everybody needs to be what? Ready, prepared, ready to serve, ready to make sure, listen, that you are not just so focused on yourself that all you see is you. Probably the one of the worst alphabet vowels in the alphabet. You. Okay? It should be, instead of you, it should be we. Okay? I'm just telling you right now. That's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A. Always be ready to serve. Okay. Eric has clarified. He says, I love the lard. Okay. All right. Anyhow, we are going to get into the next thing. I'll tell you about Julianne in the next segment. I will tell you this, for those that think, well, do I need to pray for Dave? I will just share with you my experience about going home yesterday. You ready? Ha. Get ready. You ready? Okay. Ready? Okay. Ready? 2 hours and 39 minutes to get home from the studio yesterday. Because of traffic, construction, which they still did, during the rain, which also helped to create 5 additional accidents on my road. 2 hours. I just want you to hear what I'm saying to you. For this, 2 hours and 30, that's 2 hours and 40 minutes to get home. I talked to Noelle. She said, you are remarkably calm for that kind of length. And I said, you know, after the extra hour, I think it just took it out of me. There's nothing left. So if you want to pray for me, just pray. I mean, that was a good one. So, yeah, I could use prayer for that. That would be awesome. Like I said, we will talk about Easton and Julianne in the next segment there. I do want to get into this just so you guys can be on track with me on this thing I want to share. And I don't want to make this really overly complex. I just want to keep this as simple as possible. Psalm 31, verse 7. Psalm 31, verse 7 says this, and then I'm going to do Proverbs 24, 16. It says this. I will rejoice and be glad in your faithful love because you have seen my affliction. You have known the troubles of my life. I am a very firm believer that it absolutely, completely gets taken care of in the sweet by and by. Just in case you're wondering, so that there's no weirdness here. I am absolutely, positively, biblically confident that everything that has been left undone when the Lord returns will be done. Every element there is. That does not negate that right now we go through interesting moments of affliction and troubles. And the Lord is not unaware. And while everything will get worked out in the sweet by and by, and in the face of eternity, everything loses its power. Your struggle for personal issues completely exhausts itself and drains to zero when you put eternity next to it. There's no problem you're encountering in any possible fashion that when you are next to the Lord and it's starting that done with earth eternity, there is no issue ever that will have any ability to stand. It's impossible, okay? Until we reach that place, we still have affliction and troubles, and the Lord wants us to know, hey, I am not away from you in these things. I am with you. And if you look at what we taught in the first 25 minutes of the show, talking about Jesus being named Emmanuel, understanding his commitment, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, in Matthew chapter 28. So Matthew 1, the beginning of the gospel, Matthew 28, the end of the gospel, both declare that Jesus is with us. Okay? And if we catch that, he's with us now as well as for all eternity. And what we need to understand about Jesus being with us is that because he's with us, get this, because he's with us, we don't just prevail in the sweet by and by, but we also prevail now. Does that mean you won't have afflictions? No, but this is what it means. Proverbs 24:16, for a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. You know, a righteous man falls seven times. That doesn't mean that he sins seven times. It means he falls. It means it could be problems because of sin. It could be affliction. It could be trouble. It could be anything. It's probably not sin because calling him a righteous man. But seven times he falls. And what happens after the seven times? He gets up. Seven times he falls, seven times he gets up, which is what? I went riding in Flagstaff, Arizona on a horse. Okay? I don't know if you've ever been to Flagstaff, Arizona. Okay, I lived there for a while. Nice little arena, indoor arena. Do you know what's on the ground everywhere in the indoor arena? Well, there's about 50 horses there. So can you imagine what's on the ground, if you can just think of that? Can you imagine if you fell off the horse, what you might land in on the ground in an arena that holds 50 horses? Do you think it'd be wise to just lie there on the ground with that stuff from the horses on the indoor arena? No, you get up and you dust yourself off, or maybe they blow you off with a blower because that's probably what they do, and then you get back on the horse. You're not done when you get knocked down. That's why I use that song. I get knocked down when I get up again. Right, exactly. Only Solomon wrote that. See, that's the point, okay? You catching this? That's pretty cool stuff. We'll take our break, come back. We still got to do Jake's Take plus a few other things, so don't go anywhere. Hang out with us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand
the skill, can't stand the David Spoon Experience.
Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the city of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every city along the way until he came to Caesarea. He was in Caesarea, by the way, for 20 years, which explains why he had the daughters. But here's what I want you to catch. While he was en route, he landed in the Azotus. However he got from point A to point B is amazing. We don't even know. But what he did was he preached the gospel in every city along the way until he came to his destination. And if you cannot recognize, that is a testimony from God saying you take the gospel wherever you go until you reach your destination, which is either you being called up to the Lord personally, corporately, or however it's going to take place. Every place we go, everywhere we are, we take the gospel. That does not mean you grab a microphone. It does not mean you grab some kind of bullhorn and scream at people with the gospel. You just make sure that you are sensitive. That's the very DNA we talk about all the time. You're sensitive to the Lord. You're taking the gospel with you wherever you go. You're recognizing that wherever you go, you might have a one-time encounter with somebody, and they might make a decision for Jesus just based on that encounter. Noelle and I had that exact thing happen on our way from San Diego to Rockwell, to Fate. And we met somebody from a hotel that we were at, and talked to them one time and prayed with her, and she became a Christian. And we never saw her again. It's not our call. It's up to the Lord. Just be available. You don't have to be, it's the word I'm looking for, you don't have to be Billy Graham. Like I said, Billy Graham wasn't Billy Graham. In other words, just be yourself. Be available. You never know what the Lord will do and how he'll use that. Okay? That's what's so cool about this text. Now, we finished up to chapter 8. Now, Acts chapter 9, we're going into Saul. And that is some serious stuff. Here is the trivia question. What was the affliction of the woman who was touched, who touched the hem of Jesus' robe? And she had an issue with bleeding, an issue of blood, for quite some time, as we know, 12 years. The issue of blood, that is what she sought the Lord for. And she touched him, and then Jesus healed her physically, socially, psychologically, and emotionally all together at one time. Isn't that cool? Jesus is cool.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. According to what did Jesus teach not to judge? This is just a bizarre way. This is the book that I got, and this is just a bizarre way to ask the question, but it's okay. Just follow along. Jesus taught us not to judge based on, don't judge this way, based on justice, appearance, or attitude. He said, do not judge based on justice, appearance, or attitude. Jesus said, don't judge that way. Which one is he talking about? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. According to Jesus, he said, don't judge this way. Which way? By justice, by appearance, or by attitude? That's the question that we're asking. In the meantime, we have our new feature that we've added in because of Jake. It's Jake's Take. Yeah, I like that. That's good, right? Jake's Take's got a little sound there, a little for the sportsy thing. Okay.
We're leveling up more and more.
Okay, so yeah, that's right. We're adding more and more dollars to the value. Anyway, let's go through some of the sporting things that we need to cover because last night, I understand, was an interesting game, and this has a lot to do with Texas. So what happened last night?
So last night, having to do with Texas, the Phillies and the Diamondbacks played each other, and the Diamondbacks won. So it's looking like it's going to be Rangers versus Diamondbacks Friday.
Okay.
For the World Series.
Now, where is it being played? Is the first game here, or is it in Arizona? Where is it?
The first two games, Friday and Saturday, are in Arlington, and then they'll be going to Phoenix.
So does that go, is there new is it the 2-3-2 method for for the game? So it's two games in Texas, three in Arizona, and then you know, if that's necessary, and then two more back here in Texas, depending
on
as necessary.
Yep. So it'll be four home games for Texas and then three for Arizona.
Okay. What caught me off guard is how many times in the baseball thing that the home team didn't win. It's like, is it me? Is it just like it seemed like that was an awful lot of home teams not winning? Like,
In the Rangers and Astros series, nobody won a home game.
So bizarre. Isn't that weird?
And then last night, the game was in Philadelphia and the Diamondbacks won. So that's another time where, you know, Arizona wins when they don't even have a home game.
You know, I just want to point this out, and you can get mad at me and just write me an email later, but, you know, the whole idea of positive thinking, you know, in every one of those situations, you would just think the home team would be positive about their team winning, but apparently not. Anyhow.
Yeah, if you're the Rangers now, you know, if you're a Rangers fan, you're thinking, oh, no, we have more games at home than on the road.
Oh, my goodness, that's hilarious. Okay, going back to it all, good to see Jeanette hanging, jumping in the case. By the way, Jeanette, hope everything went well for you yesterday. I forgot to text you just to double check on your situation. Don't forget to text me and let me know. Here's your situation. Well, according to what did Jesus, he said, don't teach by this. Don't teach this way, okay? He said, don't teach by justice, by appearance, or by attitude. By the way, great job on Jake's Take. That was very good, okay? All right. See, so you guys know I'm going to just use Jake all the time to get these kind of things. We'll get some info on Dallas and Detroit and San Diego and different things like that. He's our man. Jake's take. Now he's got music. Yeah, we spare no expense.
We're fancy.
Yeah, yeah. This is a lot of sound stuff going on there. All right, so now I've just laid out the trivia question again. Jesus said, don't teach this way, or don't judge this way. Don't judge this way, he's saying. Don't judge. Don't judge by justice. Don't judge by appearance. Or don't judge by attitude. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Next portion of our teaching, and I just love this. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. We could teach this every day for a month, and we still wouldn't get it. But that's all right. Just follow along. Here's verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 12. Especially because of the extraordinary revelations, therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times. Hey, take this away. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. So because of Christ, I am pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in catastrophes, in persecutions, and in pressures. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Wow. How could you not just take this and emblazon this like on our hearts? Listen to what he says, especially because of the extraordinary revelations. Therefore, so that I wouldn't exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so I would not exalt myself. So Paul's like getting revelation from the Lord. Easy to be pride, right? The Lord allows a messenger of Satan. I've heard everybody give all the interpretations. I'll just tell you what this says here. It says a messenger of Satan. That's what it says. Okay. Add to it what you want. It's not my problem. Okay, it just says what it says. He pleaded with the Lord 3 times, take it away from me, take it away from me, take it away from me. God said, no. Okay, wait. So he's showing you, he prays about things multiple times. God said, no. He said, I'll tell you what, Paul, this is something you got to learn. Grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfected in weakness. In other words, Paul, when you don't try and do it all yourself and you're weaker, then my power shows through more. And then Paul, he's not stupid. He's like, well, okay. So because of that, I'm going to be happy with weaknesses. He even goes, hey, insults, catastrophes, persecutions, and pressures. You ever feel pressure? You know the Lord's still with you. Hey, guess what? When you're weak, then he is strong. Because when you can't do anything about it, he shines through. What do you couple that with? How about Romans 8:28? And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. That doesn't mean every moment is good. It means he causes it. It gets there to good. And it gets there because God brings it there, and he brings it there, and we have to recognize we didn't even make that happen. We can just stand in the Lord and recognize we're not always strong, but he's always with us. And he'll never fail us. And sometimes when we're weak, he shines the brightest. That's what helps us to be encouraged. That's what helps us to prevail. All right. According to what Jesus taught, he taught not to judge a certain way. Is it justice, appearance, or attitude? Jesus said, John 7:24, judge not according to appearance, but judge ye righteous judgment. So he didn't want people judging based on what they saw, because appearance is not sufficient to make all the evaluations. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When Joshua was trying to figure out, you know, the Lord and his decision for the Lord, and he was doing pretty good and had good training, he made a decision to follow the Lord. Then he made a decision that he wanted to really commit to devotions. I told him I was proud of him for that. That's his own decision. He has to make that call. Nobody can choose that. You know, I was listening to something the other day, and this is one of the most bizarre statements. You're never going to hear a more bizarre statement. I hope this gets on the radio. You know, you can be born and raised Jewish. You can be born and raised Italian. You can be born and raised in many different things, but you can't be born a Christian. Can't do it. Because you have to make a decision for Jesus Christ. There's no being born a Christian. That doesn't work. That's a lie. You have to make a choice, an individual choice. Your 15 generations of your family could be Christians. When you're born, that does not make you a Christian. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's when you become a Christian. You understand that difference? It was just something that dawned on me. Like, you know, people don't talk that way. Well, he was born in a Christian family. That doesn't mean he's a Christian. Plenty of murderers came out of Christian families. That doesn't mean a thing. That's nothing. But anyway, going back to it, I had to share that because that thought that just really struck me as odd. But the power of our words is so noticeable. And Jesus says, hey, you know, I got one for you. By your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. So my question to pose is why? That's so forceful and brutal. And the answer is in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew, you guys like that one, huh? Like that. I could tell people, oh, I like that. Matthew chapter 15, here's the reason. Verse 18, Matthew 15, 18 says this. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. And the reason that Jesus said, by your words you will be justified and by your words you'll be condemned, is because your words reveal what's in your heart. And you will know, you can listen to other people and know by their speech. And I'm not even talking about coarse language. I'm not talking about swearing. I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm not even necessarily talking about negative speech. I'm talking about you will know a person's heart by what they say.
The David Spoon Experience.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Woohoo! Going to the World Series. You got to be happy about that, people. You should be anyway. Here's your trivia. If you don't like baseball, you can still be happy that people in the state are happy that the baseball team's going. Like, that's nothing wrong with that. Here is your trivia question. A little more challenging, not a lot, but a little. What was the name of Cain's first son? Was it Canaan, Enoch, or Magel? Canaan, Enoch, or Magel? Cain's first son, Genesis 4:17 would be the verse. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody calling in. We're going to give them a chance to answer. But again, I want to ask the question. Then I'm going to send it up to the website because we have to. We don't even apologize. I'm not even apologizing for that. All right. So the trivia question is, what was the name of Cain's first son? Was it Canaan? Was it Enoch? Or was it Magel? Before we get to that answer, we want to send you up to the website. On the website is a place to give. If you can give, give. If the ministry blesses you, bless the ministry. Why? Because we need it. That's why. That's just that simple. We're not even gonna. We pay radio rent on Friday. I don't want to cry when I do it. Thanks. Our scripture today is Luke 6:38. Well, at least it's honest. Given it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
There you go. All right, we do have somebody on hold ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Stephen. How are you doing?
Great. You know, it talks about in the New Testament about Enoch, the seventh from Adam. And that was not the same Enoch who was Cain's son.
That is correct, if I know! You are right. One was from Cain's line, one was from Seth's line. And so it's like, yeah, that's not the same dude.
That's just a little bit different.
Yeah, nice way to say that.
Have you ever noticed the difference in the two lines in the Bible, that part that we call the most boring part, the genealogy? The line of Seth tells you how long they lived.
Yeah,
the line of Cain doesn't mention living.
That is a great observation. You get an A+ badge for that one. That is a really good one. I thought about it but forgot about it. So you just said that and I'm like, oh yeah. It's like, excellent job, by the way. You're phenomenal. I love it when you call in. Great answer, by the way. Great job.
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. I do want to give an honorary mention to Al, because we did ask, and I think it was important that we give him this prop, and he didn't get the answer right, but he did have a better answer than most everybody. The question was, what was the name of Cain's first son? And his answer was this. His daughter was Candy, for Candy Cane, and then his other daughter was named Sugar, for Sugar Cane. Okay. This is the problem with our show right here.
When you said Cane's, I thought of Cane's chicken, so I guess I'm hungry.
All right, folks, this is part of our problem right here. Right here, okay? This is part of it. All right. Okay, remind me, please. I'm going to pray right now for Julianne. So I want you guys to pray for my daughter. Now, I'm really confident for Easton that the surgery. I talked to Jared last night, and you can believe it, after 10 years or 12 years of marriage, he still calls me sir. With them. It's so funny. But he shared all the different things, and ultimately this is really good. They just got to get through this post-surgery process. But Julianne is the one that really needs a lot of prayer right now, in the sense that she got about 3 hours of sleep in about a 32-hour period. Now, she's younger than me, but that's not good for anybody anywhere. Okay? So I'm going to lift her up in prayer with the family. Please just join your faith with mine as we pray for them, okay? Father, we come before you right now, and I just thank you and praise you for a great day. And this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for this day, and we appreciate the grace that you give us, every one of us, that you command your loving kindness into our lives. And we just lift up my daughter, Julianne, and what I'm praying for is the sustaining, empowering energy that comes from you, that you would pour yourself into her, and that she would have vitality beyond what she anticipated. You're able to take a body and resurrect it. You can certainly power it up with lots of energy. So we ask you to give her that capacity so she can think wisely, respond wisely to the situations, and that she would sustain and maintain her faith and her connection to you. We ask you to bring healing into Easton's body on all fronts and accelerate that healing so that he knows he's being healed by you. In my heart, Lord, I believe he has a connection with you that nobody can understand, because I believe you're closely connected to your creation. And I just pray that that connection would be just a powerful blessing for him. I pray for Jared that he would, as the father of the house, watch over everything carefully, and he would have wisdom, and he would have stamina, and he would be able to help the other three kids and help Julianne and help Easton in this really amazing time for them. And for Addie Bug and Isaiah Anthony and Anna, who Anna, just this ball of joy, just pour upon them a peace and a grace for their home, that they could be strong and they could be together of one mind and of one heart. Bless this family, we pray. Great examples of your faith, Lord. Bless them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. All right. So I want to pray for my daughter. That's how we do that. And it's kind of how I pray for her, you know, different times. Okay. I want to go back to this thing because I want you to understand something. The reason that you and I can get through stuff. We got to do that too. Because we'll have to do that in the next thing because I want to go into this. The reason you and I can get through stuff is simply this. Because God is with us. It's all the stuff you come up with. When I'm praying my devotional prayers and getting into it, you know, I do this thing where I just, you know, pray that the Lord would, you know, there'd be blessings, of course, but that there would be, you know, the pursuit of the kingdom. There would be an awareness of his grace and mercy. But I always pray, and that my pivotal prayer in my prayer time is that he would be with me. And then I go off on a tarot of script, and it's like 10 scriptures that I quote unto the Lord from his word about God being with us. There's just nothing more important for you and I to get that God is with us. He's on our side. And so what we don't remember is that he's on our side. He's not against us. Even though we go through the trials and the training, he's not opposed to us. He doesn't hate us. He's not trying to thwart us. His goal is not to have your life be so boring, dull, or stupid that it has no meaning. There's none of that. Zero. He is for us, with us, on our side, together with us in this whole prevailing element. So I want to just pick it up. You guys know these scriptures. Nothing I'm going to say is new, but you need to be reminded like I need to be reminded. And that's why we have the living word of God in our lives. So we'll be reminded of God's truth. Romans 8:31, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the most powerful 9 verses that you could even imagine, where God is like, I am for you, with you, and alongside of you, and will help you, and we will prevail together. Does this really have to do with eternity? Only the end part, but not the middle part. God is with us now. He's helping us now. It is later, but it's now. And then you get into 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God, the one who is always leading us in triumph in Christ. When? Always. And through us in every place making manifest the fragrance of the knowledge of him. He leads us into victory. We're supposed to be the fragrance, the cologne, the perfume of Jesus. And we're supposed to be thanking God because we're always being led in triumph in Christ, always. We might not like the way that we see it, but that's where we trust that because God is with us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. What should we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who cares? God is for you. He's with you in that circumstance. Remember, it's not just one item. It's not just eternity. It's all of those different things. It's all the things that we go through. It's things present and things to come. Do you know what things present means? We will never be separated from the love of God in things present. That means now. You will never be separated from the love that God has for you that's in Christ Jesus. and will always be led into triumph. That's now. Well, it doesn't always feel like victory because it has to get to victory, and we have to maintain the faith. But the promise is before us. The only question is, do we seize it? Do we hang on to it? Has he ever failed with one promise? No, never. It's not going to start with you. Get it? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad. A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story. But it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really. Drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope. Federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave. I got nothing to
there's
say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. As with
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's Amen 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here comes your last trivia question. Ready? This is a pretty straightforward one, and should be well known. Who said you can't serve two masters? Was it Jesus, John the Baptist, or Paul? Who said you cannot serve two masters? Was it Jesus, John the Baptist, or Paul? If you think you know, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? That's the question. Now, without making anything overly confusing, we were not very successful in giving away our tickets for the game that with Tulsa Golden Hurricanes and SMU Mustangs. So if you are interested in getting tickets, either for that game or for the North Texas Mean Green, which is November 10th, right? Is that right?
Yes, it's on a Friday night at 8 p.m.
A Friday night at 8 p.m. See, Friday night is football time in Texas. Well, you're in high school. Anyway, but it's a football time. So it's a college game. There would be 4 tickets and a parking pass. If you have any interest in that, you need to reach out to us in any possible way, and we will get you the tickets beforehand. So you got to have a smartphone, though, because we got to send the tickets to you via smartphone. That's the big thing. So if you have any interest in one of the next two SMU football games, we have 4 tickets and a parking pass. We're just offering that people in case people want them. Okay? Trying to be like, hey, like be community connected kind of there the best we can. So if you have any interest in that, don't hesitate. We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. So let us, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. It was kind of a long night last night just finding out about Easton and the different things were going on. But it's, you know, it has its challenges, but you get good reports and you get tougher reports. So you kind of go a little bit in the yo-yo up and down, which I'm sure you understand. It's like, that's good news, that's not good news. That's good news, that's not good news.
I'll keep praying for you and your family.
No, and I appreciate that. Let's go right into the triv, and I'm pretty confident we'll get this straight out. Here we go. Who said you can't serve 2 masters? Was it Jesus, John the Baptist, or Paul?
It was Jesus.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right, sir.
You can't serve 2 masters. You can't love God and mammon. Either you'll hate the one and love the other. So,
that's exactly right. And that's the problem, is that people do often try to duo theo their responses in life. They try to serve 2 gods. And it's like, that does not work. You cannot do that. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot split that allegiance. You either got to be into the one or into the other. So, excellent job here. Let me pray over you, okay? Just
okay.
Pray the Lord to touch you. Father, I lift up my brother Gary. He needs a touch in his body. He needs a touch in his heart, in his mind, in his spirit, and he needs a healing that comes from your Holy Spirit. We lift up our hearts to you. We know you have compassion for him. We're asking you to manifest that compassion and healing. Just pour it out upon him and let him just be substantially touched by your presence and by your power and healed in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and I'll keep praying for all of you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, so just in conclusion on this message, because we covered a lot of territory today, which is good. I want to make sure you understand something. Look, in the sweep, by and by, it's done. Just don't – right. But don't think that God is like, okay, in the sweep, by and by, it's done. So for the next 70 years, 60 years, 50 years, 20 years, 10 years, I'm leaving. Bye. Okay, that's not what's going on. The Lord is not distant the way that we think of distance. He's not like, I'm out of here. Bye. So one of the things that we know is from a salvation point of view, 1 Corinthians 15:57 said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The context is salvation. Don't misunderstand that. But it is also understood in the DAP, Dynamic Application Principle, that there is victory that God gives us through Jesus. We get that through other passages like 2 Corinthians 2:14, and 1 Corinthians 15:57 verifies that. You get that from other things where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I know that we want to use that for motivational for sports. I get it, right? And I'm not really sure it's that bad. People are like, oh, that's terrible. No, it's not. It's not that bad. But what's really important is to understand that in this Christian walk, for you to be content in your situations, for you to be confident in your situations, and for you to be Christ-like in your situations, this is all done through Christ. And so we can do all this stuff through Christ. So you've got to stop thinking, well, I'm going to barely hang on, and then when the trumpet blows, then I'll go, and then it's over and done. I don't know what the plan of God is for you, but his plan is not to keep you under his thumb until the trumpet blows. So we can just stop that thinking altogether, because that's not accurate. I mean, if he's for us, he's for us. If he's working with us, he's working with us. If he's committed to us, he's committed to us. I've ripped off, you know, kind of ripped off these scriptures time and time again. But you go to, you know, Matthew 1, Matthew 28. You go to Haggai 1:13. I am with you, says the Lord. It's a prophecy. It's a perfect present tense prophecy. It never disappears. I am with you, says the Lord. Haggai 1:13. You go to Genesis 26. You go to Genesis 39. You go to Joshua 10. You go to 1 Samuel 10. You go to 1 Samuel 18:14. You go to Exodus 33. These are all promises about God being with his people. And so we understand. Then Deuteronomy 31:6, Hebrews 13:5. So just consider that. Just think about that, that God makes scripture after scripture after scripture in the Old and New Testament just filled with commitment to saying he's with us. It's not an abandonment. God is not away from you. He does the situation different than you and I do it, but he does it to help us and to get us through and for having him to shine. Sometimes we feel weak when we're going through that, but that weakness should be an awareness for you and I that says God has got to do what God's got to do because I can't do it without him. And he's never abandoned you. He's never dumped you. He's never turned away from you in the sense that he's never forsaken you. He's made that commitment, that promise. And even in the midst of the hardest things, where is the Lord? He's right there. When you're sinking in the water, he's so close, he just reaches up and grabs you and pulls you up so you don't drown. That's the commitment. So this is how we prevail. We prevail by knowing. We prevail by knowing God is with us. God is for us. And God loves us. And he will cause it to work now for good and lead us into victory now as well as later. I am looking for the sweet by and by. It's the hope. It's the blessing. It's the glory. But I'm not thinking God is on Pluto between now and then either because he's with me. Get it? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.